This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
Welcome to Just for Women, Dating, Relationships, and Sex. I'm your host, Elisa Kreitman. This show is dedicating to providing today's modern women with useful information from industry experts in the areas of dating and relationship, sex and health, wealth and abundance. My goal is to have the information offered on this show support women in making empowered, conscious choices. So today on the show, I'm so happy to welcome back Cameron Rafferty. We had so much fun and got so much information from him. I just had to have him back.
You know, a lot of these things say, you know, how to get the first kiss every time and make her work to give it to you and that type of stuff. And a lot of that comes from the fact that the only way for these marketers within the community to make money to appeal to the majority of men is through really this kind of advertising. We all know, you know, this is sensationalism, but it's really the hook to get men to listen. Otherwise, they think, why bother? Similar to if you read Cosmo or Vogue or one of these things, you know, like the five ways to drop your summer boyfriend, you know, that type of stuff. Women are like, okay, great, I'm going to do these type of things. Women are so jealous of each other. I know many women out there that cannot trust their girlfriends around their boyfriends. They can't trust their girlfriends around social situations. When a woman does something wrong to another woman, that woman will always remember. Guys, I mean, we could do the worst things to each other. 6 months down the line, we get back together, we talk about, like, you know, oh, she has a nice ass, or oh, she's hot, and then we start, you know, talking the macho stuff, and we become buddies again. It is kind of demeaning towards women. And the thing is, a lot of these guys are very bitter because they don't have the ability to attract women and they don't understand women. So they kind of reclude into their shell. And then some guy comes over, you know, slick guy comes, hey, bro, make her give it to you. Make her do this. Get the first kiss every time. And the guy goes, oh, really? I can actually, if I press eight, right, left, up, down, I get this? Oh, yeah, come buy my book. But they don't necessarily think that way. It's just for them to get out of their little shell.
Cameron, welcome back to Just for Women.
Thank you, Elisa.
For those of you, let me just give you a quick little recap. Cameron Rafferty is a highly successful dating coach. And why I love talking to him is because he's a former pickup artist, and he's graciously going to give us an even deeper cut into this world of pickup artists and the seduction community. So today we're going to talk about a little bit more. We're actually going to go back and address that question that one of the Just for Women listeners wrote in that we didn't have time to cover on the first interview. So listeners, go back and listen to that first interview with Cameron. It's great. It sort of gives a overview of what's going on in the pickup world, why it is happening, what are men going through, what are they dealing with that have them go to this kind of information in order to connect with women. And so it was just so fascinating. I had to have Cameron back and go a little bit deeper into this world and have him explain to us what these particular things mean. So, yeah?
Much deeper.
What'd you say?
Deeper, very, very deep. We're going very deep today, extremely deep.
You're a flirt, Cameron. I think you're flirting with us.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm not flirting with all you girls. I'm just being me.
Girls? Who's a girl?
Women. I'm sorry, women. I think women is the correct terminology for this podcast. Excuse me.
That's right, Cameron. We got to get it straight. It's really funny, though. You know, I think that is one of those things that men aren't necessarily. And I don't know, Cameron. I don't know if it's like one of those things that comes from the pickup world that we're definitely going to talk about, and maybe we'll talk about it right now. Is this kind of talking down to women? You know, if you want to meet an empowered, hot, successful woman, like really, seriously, she's not a girl, you know? So
absolutely.
I wonder, talk to me about that. Like, where does that come from? And I know you're not being rude, and I know
this is great. No, this is that's a great question. And, you know, the other day I thought about this. My grandma or my great aunt and some of her friends sometimes talk with each other, and they refer to each other as girls. And when they, you know, I have some older women in my family past the age of 70 that talk about men as boys. You know, some of them are widowers or widowed, I believe. I believe that's the right terminology for that. And they talk about men as boys, and it's really fascinating that, you know, the Y generation and the X generation, even the baby boomer generation, especially in this country, we become so, I don't know, I think we've taken kind of a step back from maturity, and we can go into a bunch of reasons why, but that wouldn't relate to this podcast. But it is interesting, like, in the community, we do refer to women as girls, and, you know, women usually refer to men as guys and boys, and they never really say men unless they seem to be very mature women. And it's an interesting thing that's happening right now. I can't figure it out. Maybe we can all figure this out together.
Well, it's really funny because girls can call girls girls, but I noticed that there's a sort of reaction if a guy calls a girl a girl. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's very subtle, but and I think it's part of us being conscious in how we're really relating to each other. And so,
absolutely.
I don't know, just I appreciate you playing with me there. And I do agree that it is sort of an old school thing where, you know, from generation to generation, the terminology does change. I mean, look at now. We've got cougars and alpha females. And I just read an article today about women who are termed puma. Have you heard this one?
No, puma?
A puma is a woman who's in her sort of late 20s to early 30s who likes to go out with younger guys.
I wonder who coined that phrase.
I know.
A zoologist or something? I just don't understand. Like, who keeps coining the cougar and the puma and the leopard and the... I don't know. Hopeless.
Really?
It's hopeless.
Yeah, it is kind of funny. But I think, you know, we somewhere have to latch on to these terms to give ourselves some kind of understanding about what's going on in human dynamics today, and especially with men and women. So, okay, so... Ladies, we're going to talk to Cameron now. Let's get into a little
women.
Bit of this stuff here.
Women and ladies, let's do this.
Okay, so really what I'd love to do today is talk to you about, it's almost like situational examples, and get your expert opinion about what's going on, okay?
Absolutely.
So let's start out with this email from one of the Just for Women listeners, and I'll just read it. Thanks. So she's saying, thank you for the work that I've been doing with the seduction community. I've been dating a man for the last 2 years that has taken numerous workshops in this arena, and truth be told, it's a sore spot for me because I don't understand it. I have lived my almost 40 years trying to be truthful in the dating world, and when I hear about avatars and sets and situational openers and game, it makes me a little nauseous. I also see elements of treating women as owing men something. As a part of this technique, things like how to get her to give you the first kiss every time and make her work to give it to you. Or how about the guaranteed easy way to find the girl who's the most sexual attractive in any group? And then she goes on to say, are we suckers if we fall for this stuff? And screw Cosmo. Is anyone out there teaching women the opposite side? So I'd really love to hear what you have to say about that. Women clearly are being affected by the pickup community and avatars, which you mentioned in the first interview is a fake name that a man gives himself when he sort of leaves his old shell of who he was behind and, you know, becomes the man he wants to be and steps into. It's having an impact. This woman is saying it makes her a little nauseous, and it's dumbing down to women. What's going on here?
Well, Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about, you mentioned, you know, a lot of these things, you know, how to give, you know, how to get the first kiss every time and make her work to give it to you and that type of stuff. And a lot of that comes from the fact that most men are very A equals B oriented. If you do A, you get B. If you, you know, the only way for these marketers within the community to make money to appeal to the majority of men is through really this kind of advertising. We all know, you know, this is sensationalism, but it's really the hook to get men to listen. Otherwise, they think, why bother? You know, they might as well just continue to keep wearing the Dockers and the sneakers and the dirty clothes and you know, complain about women and listen to Tom Likas and those types of people that just hate on women all the time. But the way these marketers get guys to be hooked into getting into reading these things or listening to these things or practicing things, these things is, if you do this, guaranteed you're going to get this. Similar to if you read Cosmo or Vogue or one of these things, you know, like the 5 ways to drop your summer boyfriend, you know, that type of stuff. And women are like, okay, great, I'm going to do these type of things. So it's really, it is very, I can completely understand, it is kind of demeaning towards women. It is, and the thing is, a lot of these guys are very bitter because they've been, because they don't have the ability to attract women and they don't understand women, so they kind of reclude into their shell. And then some guy comes over, you know, slick guy comes, hey, bro, make her give it to you. Make her do this. Get the first kiss every time. And the guy goes, oh, really? I can actually, if I press 8, right, left, up, down, I get this? Oh, yeah, come buy my book. You know, so that's really how to draw guys in, but they don't necessarily think that way. It's just for them to get out of their little shell.
All right, so you're saying it's a hook. It's not necessarily who these guys are yet.
No.
From the last interview that we did together, I was so intrigued by what these guys are learning. I did a lot more research, and there's actually videos. And this is where I start to get a little bit annoyed.
Even though I
know that these guys are out there, they're really honestly trying to learn how to connect with women. And that, I have to say, is one of the endearing things that I can even gather out of this, is that I'm starting to understand the massive fear and what these guys call approach anxiety that men have with dealing with women. And I'm not sure women really understand that. And that's something I wanted to talk to you today. There's so much, like you said, they're throwing out these hooks to say, hey, guys, pay attention. You can actually connect with a woman. But the way that they're doing it is kind of overtly sexual. Is that because these guys, you know, that's where they have to start, the baseline of you can get sex?
It's a very macho thing. One thing that it's really machismo-oriented. Men are very interesting creatures, really, because we're very emotional, extremely emotional creatures. There'll be times that, you know, we're with women and we cry and we do all these other things that with our guy friends, it's all talking about, it's all macho stuff. It's sports, it's sex, it's, you know, things that have nothing to really do with emotions. So when men relate to other men, they sit and they talk about sex or women walking by, you know, just to kind of like build rapport with each other. They don't sit and talk about, you know what, I was laying in bed with my girlfriend the other night, just started crying, and guys are going to be like, okay, you're weird, and they're going to walk away, they're going to be freaked out. But women will talk about relationships, but they won't really talk about sex because it doesn't build rapport with them initially. Now, if they're good friends, sure, but men are like, oh, yeah, look at, you know, a girl walk by, like, you know, they'll be a lot more vulgar than I'm talking now, but it's just a way for them to connect with each other, but they don't necessarily think like that. So that's why this type of stuff is very effective when men are trying to teach men how to do these things.
All right, so I don't need to be offended when I go looking for things that are marketed toward men. You're saying it's marketed that way for a reason, and it's not necessarily how these guys are going to be. But nonetheless,
yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Nonetheless, I don't know. I just keep seeing so many pictures. But again, like now that I'm thinking about it, yeah, of course, if you're trying to get guys to do your course, you're going to show them you can get sex.
Exactly.
All right, so what's going on? I have another example. Well, let's just finish talking about this woman's thing. So basically, to answer her question, you're saying it's marketed toward men, so of course it's going to have that. And so yeah. What about the part where she says, are we suckers if we fall for this stuff? Because I think a lot of women are out there meeting guys, and, you know, they're doing this, like, hold her hand as he's pointing over there and, like, confuse her. And, like, there's all of these things that I'm starting to read about that guys do just to capture a woman's attention. What do guys feel about women who fall for this pickup stuff?
Well, you know, I don't believe women are suckers, and a lot of guys don't believe women are suckers at all. If anything, they're the suckers. Because it's really natural. We men fall for all kinds of things that women do to us, and we've done it since, you know, the beginning of time. For centuries, men have gone to war for women, and all the woman does is, you know, sit in the castle and do whatever she's doing, and there's men, like, slicing each other's heads off for women. So it's, when you really put into perspective, we men are more the suckers half the time than the women are. And these type of games, these pickup type of games, if you're, like I said, if you're an intuitive woman and you learn how these guys think, then you can actually dig through all this and see them for who they really are. They do these, you know, they do these things called, they touch you, and it's called Kino, and then they do all kinds of different techniques to confuse you, to play with your emotions. They use your emotions of fear, anxiety, anger. They use them against you. And then these are the same guys that when they get in when they get into a relationship, they totally get duped by their girlfriend because she knows herself and she knows how to deal with men. Now, go ahead, sorry.
Tell me, how do they do this? They're playing with women's emotions of fear and anxiety. How are they doing this? How would we know if we're being played with?
Well, men know, and this is something that that a lot of pickup artists know, and men in general know, and we talk about this, and women talk about this, and this is one of women's biggest weaknesses. Women are so jealous of each other. Women typically have a hard time. Now, some women, majority of women, a lot of friends I know that are girls, they have great girlfriends, and they, you know, they're always on the same plane. But I know many women out there that cannot trust their girlfriends around their boyfriends. They can't trust their girlfriends around social situations. It's amazing, you know this, Elisa, when a woman does something wrong to another woman, that woman will always remember, and they will always carry a chip on their shoulder. Guys, I mean, we could do the worst things to each other. We could steal money from each other. We could do all kinds of stuff to each other. And 6 months down the line, we get back together. We talk about, she has a nice ass, or she's hot. And then we start, talking the macho stuff, and we become buddies again. And we forget about everything. So men know that in social situations, it's very easy to make a woman, it's very easy to lead a woman to become very jealous of you by talking to her friends and doing these different types of silly little games. And a lot of the times it works if a woman is not stable and strong with herself. That's one of the biggest Achilles heels in the social communication of women and men, is men know that women get very jealous of each other.
Mm-hmm. So basically, if this stuff is going on and a woman who's stable and strong in herself is noticing it, it really doesn't affect her because she can see right through it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Absolutely. 100%.
The women who are falling, quote-unquote, being suckers, fall for this stuff, are the women who sounds like have some work to do around their own confidence, their own love for themselves and ability to deal with intense emotions that might be coming up, so they can sort of see through what's getting activated when these guys are doing this Kino stuff. Now, tell me what this Kino thing is.
Well, Kino is... it's basically escalating attraction between two people through a man touching a woman in different places at the different times that makes her feel that, well, I, that this is what they say. I don't know if Kino really works that well. But it, you know, the power of touch is the human touch is extremely powerful. And a lot of men use this to their advantage when they're talking to a woman. They think it creates a connection between them and the woman if they're touching her on the arm, which I think, I'm not a researcher, but I know it does, you know, even with babies in their infancy, the power of touch is very important. And a lot of men use this to their advantage in the community, and they call it Kino.
Okay.
I don't know why, though. I have no idea why.
But isn't Kino some kind of, like, bingo game that older people play?
I know, seriously. Like, when I first heard that term, I was like, wait a second. That's very odd. Why are you calling it Kino? Maybe, like, some, like, you know, pickup guru is sitting there on a mountaintop somewhere and going, I think I'm going to call it Kino because it da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And all the guys are like, yeah, man, Kino, that's a cool word. And then so everybody starts using it.
Okay, it's funny. It actually reminds me of a time where, I don't know, I was having some business meeting with a guy to do marketing things, and he kept touching my arm. And at first I was like, oh, that's cool. You know, he touched my arm. I feel a little bit closer to him. And then after, like, the seventh time of him touching me, I started to feel a little strange. And then all of a sudden he had to go, and he, like, hopped up and took off. And I sat there thinking to myself, was that some kind of weird practice for him?
And this he probably went home and went through his pickup books and went, wait a second, I touched her seven times and I didn't get a kiss. What's the deal? And he's probably like, he probably got freaked out and ran away because, you know, whatever guru was telling him that actually made sense. And now his, you know, again, system overload, and he's trying to reevaluate his life.
Well, let's talk about that. How do these guys, I mean, I'm starting to read all this stuff that's out there. How can a man possibly keep track of the, I don't even know, hundreds of little openers and situational things and what to say here and what to do here? Like, how do you keep track of that?
That's why this is, a lot of this stuff is complete bullshit. Because the inner, you know, the inner game, that inner confidence that a man develops through going through all this junk, is really what they get out of it. Most guys that are very solid individuals look at all this stuff initially and go, okay, how am I going to remember this? The reason that I didn't get into that and I thought it was stupid from the start is because I couldn't even memorize this stuff. I'm like, why am I going to go through and memorize thousands of situational stacking openers? They call them stacks, where they, you know, stack them on top of each other. And, you know, men seem like a robot. The ones that are very, very, I quote unquote, good at this, they seem like a robot when they talk to you. And it's just, I couldn't memorize any of this stuff. And half the guys I know in the community that are not in the community anymore, they can memorize this. And we're like, there has to be another way. But I think a lot of the time for guys that are the A equals B oriented type of people, you know, that sit in their basement playing Dungeons and Dragons, these guys have the capacity to memorize all these things and do it. I don't know how they do it. That's a great question. Fantastic question.
Well, it's interesting, you know, that kind of answered one of my questions, because you mentioned before the telltale signs of a pickup artist, and I guess that would be one of them if he's acting like a robot, you know?
Yeah.
And so what can women do when they notice that maybe they're being fodder for practice or picked up on? Because I've looked at some of these videos, and I got to tell you, women are amazing. They're so open. They're so generous. But I must say that these videos were, now guys are starting to get smart, right? They're out of the bars. They're out of the discos. They're out of the clubs. And they're meeting women during the day in public places and practicing this pickup stuff. And I thought, well, that's smart, right? It's very disarming. Women are really open. And that's what I love about women. It's like, you know, you don't really have to do all these stacks and openers and this. We're kind of open. We want to meet you. We want to have a good time. We want to have sex. Like, it's not that hard, I don't think. But clearly it must be. So, all right, I'm going to ask you one more question, and then we're going to go to a break. I was reading something about some course for men, you know, part of this pickup stuff, and it says, Knowing how to get others to seek validation from you is a key element in building attraction. After this course, you will know how to make others work for your attention. And then it says, learn to get others to validate themselves. Learn how to get someone to chase you. Learn how to use pebbles to regain and hold attention while building attraction.
Oh, my God. That stuff is so stupid. It's so dumb. Clearly, the people that, whoever wrote that, is honestly trying to attract the most insecure idiots that they could possibly find. You know, I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't call them idiots. But that is, like, to me... To me, guys don't have to get women to validate themselves to them. It's a power thing. It's like, oh yeah, well, how am I? It goes right back to what we were saying. That like makes me, I get completely irate when I see that stuff, because the man is the sucker if he falls for that, not the woman. He's playing nobody. He is playing nobody. Women don't need to validate themselves to men, and men sure as hell should not try to get women to validate themselves to them, because if they do, then both parties are sucker for each other. I don't know. That stuff drives me crazy when these type of guys try to pull that junk. It's just all to make money.
Interesting. And this is where I think it's starting to delineate, you know, when, like you said, it becomes a power thing. There is no heart there. It doesn't seem like there's a real desire to connect with the woman. And I think that's why this whole pickup stuff has gotten such a terrible rap.
Absolutely.
And why women want to run away. All right, Cameron, we're going to take a break. This is so good. I really appreciate you giving us the skinny on what's going on with this whole pickup stuff, because I know women are really... You know, they're starting to get hurt and frustrated and pissed off by it. And I think that women come, I don't know, that's just my take.
Yeah.
And I think women, we just really want to connect with guys. And so after the break, we'll talk more about what women can do to find men for themselves, and then really what to do when we notice this stuff is going on for us. So I'm your host, Elisa Kreitman. You're listening to Just for Women, Dating, Relationships, and Sex. We're speaking with Cameron Rafferty, ex-pickup artist and men and women's dating coach, and we will be right back.
Listen to Living Green, Effortless Ecology for Everyday People, a weekly online audio program featuring champions of sustainable living at personallifemedia.com.
Welcome back to Just for Women. I'm your host, Elisa Kreitman. We're speaking with Cameron Rafferty, relationship coach and former pickup artist, who's giving us the inside scoop on what's been going on in the pickup world, what women can be aware of, and really how to stay strong and be the kind of woman who can see through what's going on with a lot of this pickup stuff that isn't necessarily designed to empower and enhance women, as we've been hearing from Cameron. So Cameron, let's talk a little bit more about things that women can do, because you coach women and you're talking to women about ways women can engage men in conversation without seeming too forward. So what are some of those things you want to impart to women?
Well, before I start, I have several ways that are really great ways to do this. But when it comes to a man's mindset, I notice a lot of women have that I've worked with, and friends of mine as well, will walk up to a man. They'll get some advice from somebody, and they'll just walk up to a man and start talking to him and start, you know, engaging with him, being very flirtatious. And a lot of times, you know, men want to seem, because because we're very masculine and we're very caveman by nature. We're the hunters. We want to seem that, we want to tell people this story where, you know, I was in Starbucks this one day, and my God, this girl walked in. She was incredible. There's just something about her, something about her walk. She was pretty. She was engaging with everybody. She was, and I was so nervous to go talk to her, but I finally mustered up all the courage that I could, and I talked to her, and now she's my wife. So they don't want to tell people. So I was walking down the street, and then this girl came up to me, and she started talking to me. And, like you know, and I was like, okay, cool. And then, like, we, you know, we went on a couple dates, and then we hooked up, and then, like, now we're married. No, guys are like, I was the guy that found her. I went up and talked to her. I did this. I did that. So I have some ways. These are great ways for women to pick up men that are interested in them. You're, as a woman, you can tell when a guy's interested in you, whether it be a bar, whether it be a club, something like that. By the way, just I'm going to do it just real quickly. Bars, clubs, girls, worst places to meet guys. Stay away from them as much as you can. If you want to hang out with the girls, go dance, hang out in the pack, do your thing, and then be out of there. That's just not a place to meet guys, and guys there are, you're leaving yourself susceptible to these type of characters when you go in those places more than anywhere else. So don't even worry about pickup artists on the street. Most of them have good intentions. Guys in bars, forget about it. So anyway,
got
back
it.
To
but
this.
Listen, I want to really highlight an important point that you made here for women. It's just fantastic. Women are not to be the aggressor. Men are not looking for women to take the initiative. You're saying they want to have that sense of sort of conquering women, not in a negative way, but like they really are the hunters. It's ingrained in their who they are as men, and that women who are coming off too strong, it's a turnoff, yeah?
Absolutely. Because what it does is when a woman comes to a man, he's kind of into her, and, you know, she's kind of cute. I kind of dig her, but if she's coming up very forward to him, it takes that masculine power away from him to feel like he was the one that found her and he was the one that chased after her. Do you see what I'm saying?
Got it. All right. So now you're going to tell us how to attract a man that we like without being too masculine and aggressive about it.
Absolutely. And these are very out of the box techniques, but they work. And they're fantastic techniques. I'm going to start very easy.
Women?
This is pickup for women, girls. This is how you girls, women, excuse me, women, not girls, excuse me. I got to get that old, you know, vocabulary out. Women, ladies.
Ladies.
This
I
is
like
where
ladies.
You take the power back.
Ladies.
I'm just kidding. This is where you get the power back, okay? There is a way for women to pick up men, but it's a little bit different, and it requires some tact and some class and some boldness. I was going to say balls, but I don't think that made a lot of sense. But it's very.
You've got your genders confused.
I gotta watch my words because, you know, Elisa, last time in the interview, because I communicate like a man, I still, no matter what organizations I'm part of that try to help me communicate like a woman, I'm still very, very gruff and very guy-like in my conversation. So anyway.
I know, but do you get how endearing that is? Like, I'm sitting here, I'm so relaxed, I'm having such a good time. Like, I can really be in my feminine energy because you're picking up so much of the masculine energy, you know? And it's
That's
really
interesting,
it's not,
yeah.
It's not always that way, and so I'm having so much fun, and I know that that's definitely a part of the dynamic between men and women, guys, and like we were talking about, guys don't like women to be taking over that masculine energy.
And oh, no way.
It's one of the intimacy killers that I like to hip women up to. I've had to deal with it a lot myself. I have a ton of masculine energy, and there's something really beautiful about being able to be with a man who's solid in his masculine so I can relax into my feminine.
I gotta tell you a story. This is really funny, touching upon that. I get a lot of my inspiration from my mother. I'm not a mama's boy, but my mom and I are very close, and she's taught me a lot of these things. She just got back from Zambia. My mom's a world traveler. She's one of these Renaissance women that I think are just very incredible people. she got back from Kenya and Zambia. And on this tour, she was with about 9 other women, single women. And, you know, she's a travel agent and that type of stuff. And she is fantastic at being feminine and powerful. She has that 50-50 better than most women I've ever seen. Of course, it comes with age. She's, you know, she's in her early 50s. But there's this guy, there's this tour guide on this trip, kind of a Crocodile Dundee type of guy, English guy, or a South African guy. He knew everything about every plant, knew everything about every leopard and giraffe and you name it. I mean, he could speak a bunch of languages. He was the true Crocodile Dundee. He was in his 60s, and he wasn't that good looking, but he was incredibly sexy, according to my mom. And the majority of the women on this trip, because they've kind of been, they're very, you know, they're strong, independent, single women, older women. They all fell for this guy. But the problem was, when he would point out a plant or he would point out a certain animal, he would try to educate them on that. And they'd go, yeah, you know, actually, yeah, I read something like that. And, oh, yeah, you know what? I don't know if you are right on that, because I was reading National Geographic, da-da-da-da-da. They were competing with Crocodile Dundee on the knowledge that he had. And Crocodile Dundee went, okay, that's not very, very sexy, and I'm really getting annoyed. And all these women are trying to hang around him, but they were trying to compete with him when it came to knowledge, you know, to show him how strong and independent they were, then thinking, you know, he might think they're sexy. But my mom was very interesting. My mom watched all this stuff, and so they were on a plane, right? And my mom is kind of scared of those pod planes, and she travels all around the world to, like, you know, third world countries and things like that, but she's freaked out by teeny planes. So we're sitting here, and she's, you know, the plane's real bumpy, and she's going up and down, and, like, she's looking really scared, and she asked him if she could hold on to his arm. And, you know, the man, you know, he feels needed. He assumes a protector role. He sits down next to my mom, and he grabs her arm, or she grabs his arm, and the whole flight, my mom was telling me, she was like, you know, I wasn't really that scared after a while, but, like, he felt so macho, and he was flexing the whole time. And she was like, it was just incredible to see how easy it was to manipulate him to feel like he was a man. And, you know, he became, she could tell he was very attracted to her. And meanwhile, in the aisle right across from my mom and Crocodile Dundee, this woman was sitting and, you know, trying to get in the conversation, tapping her temples on the side of her head, saying, you know, every time I'm in a plane and I get scared, I do this, and it really works out. And Crocodile Dundee couldn't give a half a shit, because he was so busy, you know, protecting my mom when this woman was trying to get his attention by showing how independent he was or she was. Mm-hmm. So that is a great story for women to just understand. Men want to be the protector. Don't assume the protector role. Never kill your own snakes. Let Crocodile Dundee do it for you. And every guy knows that, you know, that's probably one of the most masculine jobs you could do is be that type of character. So I think that's what women have lost in the past, you know, 20 years, that sense of, okay, how do I become independent but still keep my femininity? And my mom is fantastic at that. So anyway, that story is sorry, I diverted, but that was...
No, I think that's an amazing point, because, you know, you threw out the word manipulation, but here's the thing I think you're pointing to, and this is the fine art of being a woman. It's like the grace of a woman is in knowing the difference between manipulation and inspiring the masculine.
Exactly.
And that's what I think your mom, you know, and that's what I think women as we age learn to do.
Yeah.
Because it is so lost. It's like, my God, if we knew how to inspire the masculine in our 20s, the divorce rate would be a lot lower.
Oh,
families would stay together. Kids wouldn't be so screwed up. And so I think that is such an important point, and I appreciate you bringing that up. Yes, let's inspire the masculine versus becoming the masculine.
Absolutely, absolutely. And by the way, when I said manipulation, what I meant was, and I think you picked up on this, is that a lot of men would go, well, she's manipulating him. Just like a lot of women would say, well, by him doing this, she's, you know, he's trying to manipulate her. But the point is, manipulation has such a negative connotation, and we really, as people, we manipulate on a day-to-day basis. When we go to Starbucks and we ask for, you know, extra caramel in our mocha latte or whatever, and, you know, ask for it without saying, hey, I'll pay you for extra caramel, we as humans are always manipulating, but it's not always a bad thing. It's not always, you're not always trying to take from somebody and not give back. So when I use that manipulation, I tried to switch it around by putting it into a woman's perspective, because a lot of men would be like very like, that's manipulating. I can't believe she did that. I can't believe she was manipulating that poor guy up there. He was thinking he was so this and that, and oh, unbelievable. So it was almost a good manipulation because it empowered him. And a lot of men that try to manipulate women in some cases, really you're trying to empower them as well. I try to manipulate my clients, which now are mostly women, to start thinking to become empowered. Because if somebody is not going to manipulate you and empower you, you might as well just be stagnant the rest of your life. But sometimes you need manipulation for people to alter their minds, as long as it has good intentions behind it.
Got it. All right. Let's talk about these things that we were sidelined, because I think it's important to hear what you have to say about how a woman can attract a man who she's interested in, who maybe doesn't notice her, who's not noticing her, and we want to get him to notice us without being overly aggressive.
Oh, yes, this is so much fun. Here we go. Number one, we're going to start easy, we're going to get hard. I call this the drop, okay? It's been in existence for centuries, but I'm putting a 2008 approach to this. Number one, the drop. If you're in Whole Foods at lunchtime, which is really the best time to meet a lot of single quality guys, Whole Foods, lunchtime ladies, guys are dressed up in their suits. They need a break from the struggle, the war that they go at every day in their offices. There's all kinds of women in Whole Foods at lunch. Guys have picked up on this. Guys know that, you know, that's where a lot of high quality women go. So you're sitting in Whole Foods. You're at the salad bar. I want you to pull your keys out of your purse, and I want you to put your keys on the salad bar when you spot a guy that you're attracted to. You're gonna move a lot. You're gonna move a little bit closer to him. He's looking at you. He's too intimidated to talk to you because, like, you know, we're outside of a bar and outside of a club, and, you know, men just don't know how to talk to women in the broad daylights. It's just like they're like vampires. They're scared. They're scared to death. But he might be attractive. He might be very successful, and he might be staring at you and going, "Oh, I should talk to this girl. I should talk to this girl." So you get closer to him in the salad bar, or you start walking past him. You can fine tune this however you want to do it, but you got to drop your keys right in front of him. And if he's looking at you long enough, and you know, girls, if a guy's looking at you, because guys are pretty damn obvious about it, he's going to fumble all over himself to pick up your keys, pick up your phone, pick up your, you know, fork and spoon or whatever. You have to make it substantial. It has to be keys or something that makes a big noise, but it's something that a guy can assume that protector Crocodile Dundee role, pick up the keys for you, and I'm here to save the day. I picked your keys up so you don't have to bend over. That works very well.
It's the modern version of the hanky.
Oh, the hanky. It's the hanky. But the thing is, women don't do the hanky anymore. They forget about the hanky.
Well, the keys have become the hanky.
Exactly. Absolutely. The keys are... Oh, Elisa, you're amazing. Thank you. The keys have become the hanky.
I know you have more in you. All right, so the drop. Got it.
Number two, the bump.
The bump.
And a couple women have done this to me before, and I just think it's brilliant. If you're at a cocktail party and you assume you do the body language and you have your body language completely set, just like the first interview, if you listen to that, I give some examples of body language, and you seem confident, you're all together, you're put together, you're looking fantastic, you're out with the girls, it's just, you know, it's a big night on the town, and you're at a cocktail party, which, not a bar, not a club, the best thing to do is if a guy looks at you and he's not talking to you, but he keeps looking over at you, you all of a sudden muster up some courage and you walk towards him and you totally, overtly bump into him with your glass of wine. Screw it. Spill some wine on him. The guy, if he's attracted to you, he's not going to care if he has wine spilled on his sleeve, especially if it's white wine. If it's red wine, you know, just watch out. But the point is, you got to bump into the guy and go, "Oh, my God, I am so sorry. Did I spill anything on you? Yeah, you did. oh, I am so sorry. Let me go get you a napkin. You know, and then assume the motherly role with him. Sweetheart, I'm so sorry for spilling wine on you. There you go. Are you okay? And the guy's like, yeah, I'm. What's your name? You come here often? And the guy's going to just start talking to you because now he has, you made a fuss over spilling something on him, or and you're totally overt in running into him. If he doesn't start conversation with you, you walk away and you start talking to your friends again, and you don't, and you just kind of forget about it. But you have to stick around, stay there, wait for him to start the conversation. If he doesn't start that, then you're off. That's worked a couple of times really well that I know of, and it's actually started one relationship so far.
So you don't think that's too demeaning, a woman coming over to you and, like, bumping into you? I mean, I'm sure you were pretty clear about what was going on. What ran through your head?
In what situation? What do you mean?
When the woman came up to you, you said you've been bumped before.
Yeah. I was staring at her, but I was way too nervous to go talk to her. Even guys like me, all guys, doesn't matter if you're an ex-pickup artist or if you're, you know, if you're a major rock star in the world, you're scared. We're scared. We're scared of you women. We're scared. We might be really nice guys, but, you know, we go, oh my God, she's so hot. I don't want to go talk to her. And she saw me. She was fantastic. She was gorgeous. And she saw me, and she walked toward, I looked at her, and she did the hair thing and looked the other way. And then she totally overtly, like, bumped into me. And I knew what she was doing, but I was like, oh, cool, I have something to say now to her robot. And I didn't. I kind of stumbled over myself, and she was so powerful and so confident, and she did it so well that I was like, my God, that's a great chick up tactic. pick up, you know, women.
All right, that's cool. We got it. The drop, the bump.
The protector is the next one. This happened to me once, and this was awesome. This works with big guys. This is called the protector. And it works with taller guys, you know, bigger guys, guys with some muscle. You're sitting in a social environment. You have a lot of kind of creepy dudes hitting on women, maybe in a hotel. I was in a hotel a while back in Palm Springs. And I kept looking at this girl, and I thought she was really pretty. She held herself very well. But again, I was too intimidated to go talk to her. And I saw her at the pool earlier that day, and so what she did is she knew I was looking at her. I'm sitting to my buddies, and I'm talking to them and how not to be creepy in front of girls and stop doing the creepy body language stuff. I get a tap on the shoulder as all my buddies are making fun of me. Oh, yeah, Cameron Hitch, da-da-da-da-da. She taps me on the shoulder. I turn around. There she is, and I'm like, And she's like, I got to go to my car real quickly, and, like, I needed, like, a tall, like, bigger guy to kind of protect me because there's a lot of creepy guys here. Is it okay if you walk with me in my car real quick? And I was like, yeah. And I extended my elbow, and she grabbed my arm, and I looked at my buddies and smiled and walked off. And they literally, their jaws dropped. So they're making fun of me. She did this thing. It worked perfectly. It was exactly like a movie. And I said, that is a great thing to do because it's just like, hey, can you just kind of protect me? These creepy guys are here and they're hitting on me, and I got to walk out to my car. She literally went to her car outside the lobby you know, where it was lit very well. And she probably grabbed, like, a pen out of her car and came back and waited for me to talk to her. Fantastic. Number four, this gets harder. This requires some creativity. The opinion opener is something that pickup guys have used for a long time. Girls, you'll have a guy come up to you like, Elisa, are you going to say something?
No, I'm just laughing.
So the opinion opener, well, I'm on a roll now. We are on a roll. These are what guys do. They come up to you like, hey, so I need your opinion on something, or I have a question for you, which is really great. It's just how you phrase it is a trick. You go up to a guy and you say very nonchalantly, like, hey, I need your opinion on something. You're a guy, right? And do you know anything, like, about cars? And the guy's going to go, yeah, of course I do. Well, I got this light that keeps coming on my car. I don't know what it is, and, like, I don't know who to talk to, but, you know, all these girls here, I don't want to talk to them, but I just assume since you're a guy, you know what the hell you're talking about. You'd be very direct with them, and you don't kind of be flirtatious. You just be kind of like, how do I do this stuff? I don't get this. There's this little light that keeps blinking. Well, what does it look like? Well, I don't know. It's this little thing with a little thing sticking out. Well, that could be your blah, blah, blah. I think you're blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden, they start engaging with you. Or you could ask them, like, you're a guy. Like, do you, like, know, like, stuff about sports and stuff? You know? And the guy's going to go, yeah, I mean, sure. I personally, I used to play sports in high school, but I don't watch it. So that wouldn't work on me. That, you got to watch out for that one. Or another thing, like how to fix like house stuff. Like, yeah, you know, our countertop or our faucet's broken. Like, I don't know how to fix it. Should I call a plumber? Should I go to Home Depot? And the guy's going to be like, well, I think you should do this, and I think you should do that. And he feels important. He feels like he knows things.
So I think we've got it. The drop, the bump, the protector, the opinion opener, ladies. These are some things that you can try to get a man's attention without being overtly aggressive. Cameron, thank you again for being on Just for Women, coming back and giving us...
Thank you. This is so much fun.
Yeah, and again, we can find you at CameronRafferty.com, and that's CameronRafferty.com. And listeners, don't forget, you can email me. Again, I'd love to have emails handled by our experts on the show, so please feel free to do that. Again, text and transcripts of the show and other shows on the Personal Life Media Network. Just come to us, personallifemedia.com. My book's available on my site. And next week, tune in for more juicy news you can use, because we're here to empower you. And Cameron, thank you, thank you, thank you for coming back. Check out his website, ladies, and tune in next week for more news you can use.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.